Would you please stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the state of the county this morning, which I will be giving. Good morning, board, and CEO Rick Robinson, county council, and Vic Rodney. It's a pleasure today to give this state of the county. Before I start, it'll be kind of two parts. I'd like to welcome my wife this morning, first thing. Okay, she didn't know I was going to do this, but she never heard me give a speech before. I just told her, don't clap too much. Before I begin my remarks, I want to call it, oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh, wait a minute, okay. Before I begin my remarks, I want to recall your attention to a book, which I forgot to pick up, which was a county budget. It's a huge book, okay? It's the 07-08 county budget. Our total budget this year is $945 million, close to $1 billion. But this isn't money we can spend the way we want. Most of it goes to mandated programs given to us by the federal and the state government. Less than 20% is discretionary, most of which is committed to public safety. I bring this up to tell you that we are also required to balance this budget. Unlike the federal government, which has run up a $9 trillion national debt, county government isn't allowed to spend money it doesn't have. The state of California is looking at a $14 billion deficit. They are supposed to balance their budget too, but they haven't done so in years. The gap now is a structural deficit due not to the current recession, that because the state had been constantly and knowingly spending much more annually than it had been receiving in revenue. So when times are tough, like the economy is now, their problem becomes even worse. In the past, the state has sought to solve its problems by taking funds or mandating programs on cities and counties. I just want you to remember, as we go through this year, that we have to balance the budget by law, and we don't have the option of pushing the cost onto others or taking away the funding of others. This really is where the buck passing stops. It's a privilege to stand before you this morning as chairman of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors to present the annual state of the county address. This will be my last such address to you. I am not seeking re-election this fall, and I want to thank those of you who have attended this morning and the others who are watching this meeting over the internet. Times really have changed. I'm a lifelong farmer, and I have loved every minute of it. As a farmer, I'm pretty basic, and I like to get right down to the business at hand this morning. In January of 1993, when I first took office as a Stanislaus County Supervisor, Bill Clinton was President of the United States. Our county's population stood at 410,000, and California numbered 31 million people. We were also in the midst of an economic recession. Now, 15 years later, our population in the state is 37,600,000. Are 21% larger. Stanislaus County has grown by 27% to 522,000. We are rapidly declining into an equally recessionary times, and in today's election and in the voting in November, we will determine who will be our next new president next January. The early 1990s were difficult and challenging years. This year and next year will be no different. Unfortunately, we do not live in a bubble, and Stanislaus County will be impacted by events well beyond our control. The foreclosure rate in many of our communities demonstrate that the American dream of home ownership is out of the reach for many. The county didn't create that problem, but we see its impacts every day in every one of our neighborhoods. Recovery will come, but it will not be easy, and it will not be overnight. Unemployment is increasing. The cost of necessities like fuel is skyrocketing. Revenues from sales tax and property taxes are decreasing as we spend less on less and home values drop. Property taxes are adjusted when property is sold. During the housing boom, property taxes produce more revenue because values have always increased and homes will sell overnight. That boom is over. Some home buyers and homeowners thought it would never end. They could endlessly refinance and use the increased equity of their homes for other purposes. They were wrong. Government jurisdictions that thought we had an endless supply of new property tax revenue based on these ever-increasing values were wrong, too. The state of California is considering major reductions in spending. When that happens, we will have to assume the worst, since local government funding is lowest on the food chain in Sacramento. The federal government hasn't had a balanced budget in years. Sansau County has not fared well over the years in getting a fair return from either the state or federal government for the money from here sent to them. The county is also not a master of our destiny on issues like water and air quality. Other jurisdictions and court decisions often force us to live with choices we consider unreasonable. Our challenge here is to recognize that all of us want clean air and clean water. We take a backseat to no one in wanting to provide our residents with these fundamental resources. I served on the Valley Air District and know how difficult these I have to lick my finger, I'm told, to get it through here. That task is, we need to address these issues proactively rather than reactively. That way we will get a more workable plan for our area. But people are voting for more than president today. Today, the voters will act on two measures relating to growth within Stanislaus County. While our county grew by 27% since 1993, we also need to recognize that 65% of that growth occurred in the last 7 years, and it had begun and had been an uneven growth. One city has grown by 80% since 2000. The California State Department of Finance, which keeps these numbers and has learned to be pretty good in projections, says Stanislaus County will grow to over 1 million people by 2050. In all honesty, neither measure on the ballot today will impact the near-term future of Stanislaus County, but both can serve as a message that growth as a quality of life issue must be dealt with by the county and by the cities. It makes sense growth to cities if the infrastructure exists there. It doesn't make much sense to allow growth anywhere that doesn't have the infrastructure or jobs. Some cities have met the challenge well. Others have a much longer way to go. In my 15 years on this board, we have successfully met many challenges. Although it was controversial, we are one of the few counties that have a sufficient landfill space to meet our future needs. We've been mindful of our employees' retirement fund, and before the market decline of recent weeks, we were close to 100% fully funded. That means the board, the county executive, and the employees and their associations have been prudent. Negotiations have not always been easy. In fact, they have been extremely difficult. But our county, our employees, and taxpayers are better off for the results. The practices of the county and the retirement board are likely to keep our retirement funds solvent for a long, long time. Another controversial project the county led on is the Gallo Center for the Arts. Yes, it was a tough vote. Yes, we have been and continuing to be criticized for it, but it was the right thing to do and will serve our constituents well for years to come. It is an investment in our future that is paying off already. Long after we are gone from this board, the Gallo Center and the county's city administration building we are meeting in today will still serve our constituents. This building itself is a symbol of the benefits of working together, and imagine the cost and money and convenience if we had to have separate facilities for the county center and the Modesto City Hall. It wasn't long ago when that is what we did have. Last year, we finally achieved a long-term effort to win appropriate federal designation for our health agency reimbursements. This will save our taxpayers up to $6 million a year. It doesn't balance the health care budget, however, but the cuts we make will be less painful. We need to recognize the dogged pursuit of this designation by the staff in the county executive office and the health department. If they had given up in the face of years of federal inaction, we would be an additional $6 million a year in the hole every year. But we are not off the hook. We will still need to make reductions. That brings up another long-term effort we have struggled with, an equitable property tax allocation for the County General Fund. We cannot give up on this issue. Stanislaus County gets about 11 cents of every property dollar under the AB allocation formula. The California average allocation factor for counties is 22 cents. Some counties get up to 60 cents. The formula that determines this tax allocation was adopted in 1978 after Proposition 13 passed. Counties that had been prudent with their funds, like Stanislaus was at that time, we were penalized because their pre-Proposition 13 tax rate were proportionately lower. That became the base from which the state directed the allocation of property tax dollars. While many state formulas have changed in the interim, the vehicle license fee reimbursement, this basic inequity has never been addressed. What does this mean? In this fiscal year, the property tax under the ABA formula we are allowed to keep for unrestricted general fund use is slightly over $44 million. If we were permitted to keep the average of all counties, California counties, it would be almost $93 million. The disparity has never been fixed, and several of our legislatures have successfully moved bills to fix this problem to the governor's desk. It has been vetoed by both Republican and Democratic governors. This is a fight we must continue until it is won, and we will continue it. The county has recently adopted an ordinance requiring agricultural mitigation for prime ag land that is converted to residential use. This is designed to protect our ag economy. Frankly, we are hopeful that steps such as this ordinance can help ensure the future of county agricultural industry, but this is not done because some of us are farmers, but because all of us, farmers, farm workers, and everyone else in this county, need a prosperous agricultural industry. Agriculture is our county's and the valley's leading industry. Its success means more jobs, directly and indirectly. It's also important to our country. We know the cost of depending on energy supplies from other nations. We can never become dependent on others for food. Public safety is where the quality of life begins. If we are unsafe in our homes, neighborhoods, and communities, fear alone can destroy lives. Stanislaus County is working closely with the Sheriff's Department to decentralize personnel into four area commands for improved efficiency. Deputies will spend more time on patrol and working with their city colleagues to address crime issues on a regional basis. Criminals ignore jurisdictional lines. Our deputies and the police in our cities and our federal and state law enforcement officers will continue the aggressive cooperative effort at eradicating crime and gangs. It is our first priority. The decentralization begins with the North Area Command in Riverbank. We hope that all four command centers will be fully operational within 3 years. We also are reinstating the community deputy program. We currently have deputies in Denera, Empire, Airport District, Knights Ferry, and North McHenry. We will add additional deputies in Crow's Landing, LaGrange, Wesley, Keys, and South Modesto. These deputies are to work closely with those communities on crime and quality of life issues. We will also develop this year the Family Justice Center, a one-stop service center for the victims of domestic violence, elder abuse, child abuse, and sexual assault. It's a simple idea. Gather the professionals from different departments, agencies, and private organizations and have them at one place so victims can get help and counseling quickly and efficiently. We want to ease this time of pain for those victims and get them the care they need as quickly as possible. In 08, we will continue to outline the structure and financing of this center. We will also use 08 to outline the master plan for a new public safety center. This board and our sheriff does not want to release potential violent criminals from incarceration. We need to plan for a bigger jail, and we'll do so this year. We also will continue our work with the cities on improving the animal service facility. Design and construction should begin this year. For too long, we've talked. Now we must act. This wouldn't be a problem requiring fixing if all county residents acted responsibly regarding their pets, but many don't. Economic development, the creation of good jobs that add to our quality of life by easing commuting and by helping meet our environmental goals are essential if we are to generate the revenue for essential public services. If all the land set aside for economic development are considered for economic development, in the unincorporated area and within our cities is built out fully, we will still be short of the industrial land base required for our growing population. That means if we fully built out the industrial areas of Salida, Turlock, Modesto, Crow's Landing, Patterson, Newman, Oakdale, and Riverbank, and Ceres, we still will not have enough set aside to meet a decent job to housing balance. Long commutes with their added environmental and social costs are the result of fewer local jobs. The last year has seen much debate about the future of the Crow's Landing Air Facility, which was given to the county for economic development purposes. This board of supervisors gave a developer a one-year exclusive contract to finalize a comprehensive proposal for the site. This spring, we will see the results of that effort, and the board will either approve a development agreement or take other action. Infrastructure remains one of our biggest challenges. We have over 1,600 miles of road in the unincorporated areas. Last year, we increased our resurfacing and paving efforts. We restriped over 900 miles in 08. We will pave over 125 miles of road. We want to establish an ongoing program that will resurface up to 160 miles a year. That means all county roads will be repaved every 10 years. It's an ambitious program, but I think we can do it. There is no easy answer to the challenges before us, but we can meet them successfully. Stanislaus County has tremendous resources. We have some of the best ag land and some of the most modern farms and farming-related facilities in the world. We are blessed by having two well-run public utility districts supplying water and power for most of our residents. Our higher education facilities are gaining wide recognition for the added value they bring to our communities. And we will have a willing workforce. Yes, we need a training and retraining programs, but we have the people with the enthusiasm and the dedication necessary so those programs can work. What do we need? We need to work together. We need to tell each other the truth about our economy. We need to know that political rhetoric isn't an answer to any problem. We need to partner with the cities and districts in this county. We need to replace bickering with agreements. We need to stand as one with our friends in the San Joaquin Valley, both north and south, north and south of us. When it comes to regional issues, there is strength in numbers, and there is no strength when we are divided. When our legislatures in Sacramento and Washington take on the difficult task of helping us get our fair share, we should thank them and recognize them for their efforts. We need jobs, more good-paying jobs, and we need them now. I doubt there will be a press for more housing for some time, but that time will come. We should plan for it now. And most importantly, we need to approach these challenges with calculations and vision, knowing that this time of economic uncertainty and recession will pass. We should view the slowdown as an opportunity to do some of the things we missed doing during the boom times. Now is the time to plan for regional infrastructure facilities. Now is the time to reconsider a sales tax per road. It may be easier to reach consensus without the pressure forced by dramatic growth. Passage will require agreement from all our communities and will require us as elected officials both here and here and in the county, in all our cities, to recognize that the public is skeptical of what we do. And sometimes they don't trust us or believe us. Any transportation mechanism we put before the voters must meet this test. Convincing the public that the revenue will be spent as it was approved and not reallocated to other projects or used to replace existing funds. It needs to have an oversight committee to review and approve the revenue so that it is spent as it was intended. And this committee should be composed not just of road tax supporters and our friends, but also of its opponents and critics. No one likes economic downtime, but we can use this period to have a sober discussion and maybe even make decisions that will make for a much better community when the economy turns the corner. Stanislaus County has much to be proud of and to be grateful for. Our county employees' workforce is often underappreciated, but they are the people on the front lines trying to meet the needs of our residents in all kinds of areas, from infrastructure to health care to security and to planning. It's an enormous amount of work, and we must never forget that the calls they receive are mostly calls concerning serious, difficult problems. County employees are the last resort for so many people that need help. Even if we are limited in what we can do for people, our employees almost always go the extra mile on their behalf. In 08, we have just over 4,000 employees, from deputies to health inspectors. They do a great job for all of us and deserve our recognition and thanks. I also want to thank my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors. Often, we engage in heated debate. That is a good thing. When the public dollar is at stake and when programs that impact so many lives are on the line, we have an obligation to fight hard for our beliefs. But we should also be mindful that to disagree doesn't mean we disrespect each other. It simply means we disagree. Let us remember that each of us bring different ideas, backgrounds, and perspectives to our deliberations. We can all learn from each other, and the county is better off for the discussions. While we will often differ, we should do with civility and respect. We will have a tough year, but we've had tough years before. The economic downturn of the early 90s and the one we experienced in 2001 are memories now, but we did get through them. We will get through today's economic difficulties also. And with challenge comes opportunity to work together, to think about problems in different ways. I would leave you with one note of caution. We hear a lot today about change, almost as if change in itself is a good and positive thing. But change can cut both ways, good and bad. Only time can tell for sure which way we have chosen. So we need to be thoughtful in our decisions. On a personal note, I want to thank all of you for your courtesy and assistance to me over the years, and to thank you in advance for your cooperation in making my last year on the board as its chairman a productive and fruitful one. I also want to personally thank the people of Stanislaus County and District 2 for letting me serve as a county supervisor. I have tried too hard to live up to your trust and can never forget the honor you bestowed upon me. Thank you again. Now it's time to get back to the agenda. Today, this is the public comment period. Does anyone like to speak to the board about anything not on the agenda? Seeing no one, we go down to the consent calendar. Is there anyone like to pull anything? Seeing nothing, I need a motion.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Jeff Grover and second by Jim DeMartini. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried 5-0. We have a scheduled matter this morning at 9:15. Ron? Looks like you're on, Ron.
Thank you, Chairman Mayfield. Glad to hear your words of wisdom.
Well, thank you for that.
Very well done. I'm Ron Freitas, Director of Planning and Community Development. With me this morning is Joshua Mann, and Joshua will present to you the Planning Commission's recommendation for this item, which is a public hearing to consider rezone application 2007-05 Denier Lumber Company to request a rezone of 1.75 acre parcel from H1 highway frontage to planned development to allow for a lumber yard. And with that, I'll turn it over to Josh.
Thank you, Director Freitas. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As Ron stated earlier, this is a request to rezone a 1.75 acre parcel from H1 highway frontage to a planned development that would allow a lumber yard and retail store to be established in two phases. The property is located on Fresno Avenue just south of Main Street in the community of Denier. An aerial photo here shows the surrounding uses. You have some residential to the south and commercial uses along Main Street. The general plan designation is commercial as well as the community plan designation for Denier. The existing zoning is H1 or highway frontage commercial. And when looking at the zoning district, the permitted uses include retail and wholesale establishments when conducted entirely within a building in less than 65,000 square feet. The proposed use for Denier Lumber will be conducted both inside and outside of the building, and thus that's the reason why they're requesting the rezone. The general plan and zoning for commercial, the commercial designation on the general plan is intended for land which is best suited for a variety of light and heavy commercial uses. The plan development zoning is appropriate in areas designated commercial, provided that the development does not exceed the established building intensity of the designation. The site plan here is for phase one, which would include a 15,400 square foot pole building and a 300 square foot temporary office. Phase one is expected to be completed within 2 years of approval. Here's some elevations of the proposed pole building. Phase two would see the temporary office removed out here and a 4,000 square foot retail sales building constructed. The retail building would be used for a Ace Hardware type use, homeowner improvement type store. They also, during phase two, would construct the parking lot and add some landscaping around the perimeter and inside of the property. landscaping plan here shows that they intend to build a 8-foot masonry wall around the perimeter and heavily landscape it around as well to help with the adjoining residential areas. The retail building elevations show two alternatives. The first alternative is here. The second alternative is pretty similar except for the stone facade. They are also proposing one sign which would be located on the facade of the building. And I also have included some photos of the existing site. You can see the gas station, which is looking here to the west. Another shot here looking to the west. This one is looking on Fresno Avenue towards the north. And here's one looking south. I think the last one here shows the gas station and the properties right behind it. The Planning Commission on a 6-0 vote recommended approval of the rezone application 2007-05 to the Board of Supervisors based on development standards and actions outlined on page 4 of the staff report. That concludes my presentation. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Is there any questions of staff before I open the public hearing? Seeing none, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone in the public? Here we go.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. My name is Rick Mummert. I'm a principal at Benchmark Engineering, representing the Kelly brothers, Darren and Greg. Thank you, Josh. We've been working probably with Josh for about 6 or 7 months to come up with some nice architecture to enhance the area. We feel that the Kelly brothers and the Kelly family's reputation in their community with their integrity spans decades there, and that with the approval this morning, that their enhancement of the area and the investment in the future, now that the brothers are taking over for the dad, will provide a continued home improvement service for their community. And with that, I would respectfully request that we approve the item on the agenda today, this morning.
Is there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? If not, bring it back. Close the public hearing and bring it back to the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Who made the motion? Bill O'Brien made the motion. Second by Jeff Grover. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we go down to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Knights Ferry Municipal Advisory Council requesting that the board of supervisors oppose the proposed development of the south side of Stanislaus River adjacent to the Knights Ferry by the Army Corps of Engineers for the benefit of the Chinook salmon and the steelhead.
The recommendation approve a letter of opposition regarding this project.
Make a motion to approve that letter.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to oppose it.
A letter to oppose the project.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried 5-0.
This board has received a letter from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding fiscal year 2008 allocations for the community development block grants and for emergency shelter grants for Stanislaus County.
Refer this to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a copy of the fiscal year 2006-07 California Lottery report to the public from the California Lottery.
Acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received from the Covanta Energy Corporation a certificate of compliance regarding the Stanislaus Waste to Energy Financing Agency, certifying that the company is in compliance with the obligations in the agreement and no events of default have occurred or are continuing.
Refer this to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive's Office Risk Management Division. Is there any Board of Supervisors reports? Jim?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I just would like to say that tonight I will be going to Patterson with some county staff to discuss the landfill and what we plan to do with it in the future, with the future sales, possible ag leases for the future. And then next week, we will be making the presentation to the City Council in Newman on the same issue.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Seeing no one, do we have no one else? What's our legislature, fiscal, and measure report from our Chief Executive Officer?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to inform you that Mr. Jones, David Jones, and I will be traveling to Washington, D.C. later this week to speak with our federal representatives and various agencies. The topics of discussions will include the Orestimba Creek flood attenuation project, Columbia River Regional Park, transportation initiatives, and our public safety interoperability project. We have initiated a county strike team to work collaboratively internally developing responses to proposed state budget cuts that will be forthcoming over the next several months. The intent here is to identify areas of commonality and common interest to make sure that the actions of one agency, which would affect another agency, are well known, and that we're working in concert as we begin to address the proposed budget reductions. Finally, there is a proposal coming out of the governor's office that could have a fairly significant effect. We will be responding to CSAC, who is bringing forward to the administration letters of opposition, and that relates to cash flow delays that have been proposed for a number of programs for the 08-09 fiscal year that could have an adverse effect on Stanislaus County and our programming of our cash flow needs.
Thank you. We have a closed session this morning.
Yes. Mr. Chair, members of the board, there's two items on closed session. First is a conference with real property negotiator. The subject property is Crow's Landing Air Facility. Mr. Robinson will be negotiating for the county. The lease negotiator is PCC West Park LLC. Both terms and lease payments will be subject to discussion. Second item is a conference with labor negotiator. Mr. Robinson will also be the labor negotiator. The labor organization is the Deputy Probation Officers Association, and that's pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6.
Thank you, Mayor. We're adjourned.